Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Stephen Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul, and today we're going to be talking about UAA's upcoming season and some changes in the theater department.
And to talk about it, we have Professor Dr. David Edgecombe and Stephanie Wanchala, who is a box office and publicist person. So welcome to Stage Talk.
Hello, Steve. It's great to be here again.
So, David, let's start out with you. Why don't you begin by just giving us an overview of what's coming up this year with UAA's Department of Theater? What shows? I saw on your website an incredible lineup, but why don't you go through
it
and just talk
about it? It is amazing.
We've
got a jam-packed season. Even as we speak, we have a show in production, Mr. Marmalade, directed by a student, a graduate student, Daniel Alvarez Lemp. And I saw it last weekend, and it runs this weekend. Boy, is it a show for young people. It's about a four-year-old girl who has imaginary friends, but they're all terrible people from her abusive childhood. It's not a show for children, but it's a wonderful show, and I recommend people get out and see it.
And this is Theater on the Rocks producing this
show.
It
is, yes.
So it's all student-produced,
It's our theater club. It's designed by students. It's directed by students.
We put it on the calendar last week, and we will again, and
good,
we have it on
good,
again this week.
Because it's quite a show, and I do recommend it to people. The first one, it sounds like it's a porno show, but it really is not a porno show. Hot and Throbbing. It sounds very provocative, but it is our first show of the season, directed by Daniel Anto, who is our lighting designer and has been with us about 5 or 6 years now. And it's his only second production. But it's a play by Paula Vogel, and some of you may remember How I Learned to Drive over at Cyrano's.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And which integrates humor and feminist issues and all sorts of complicated and wonderful things. So that's our opening show, and that opens October 5th. But I think I'm going to throw it over to Stephanie now, and she can tell you about Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Well, actually, before we move on to that, I just wanted to mention that I had the pleasure of sitting in on a Hot and Throbbing production meeting and being kind of on that the insiders, or having that insider perspective and hearing their ideas, and you know, for our new costume designer and scene designer, and getting the director's feedback as to what and who is this play really about. That was really, really interesting and really special to be on the inside. So I'm really excited to see that show come to fruition. And I'm sure it's going to be really, really popular. Speaking of popularity, the Monty Python Spamalot, that's going to be another massive hit this season. We're really looking forward to it. We actually have auditions coming up. Do you have the date off the...
Not off the top of my head, no.
Stay tuned for audition dates for Spamalot by UAA.
But
Monty
Python
Spamalot.
This is a Tony-winning production, and if anyone's familiar with Monty Python, the Holy Grail, the wonderful movie, I'm not dead yet. I have all sorts of lines memorized from that, so I may quote them for the rest of this interview. But
I think everybody has lines from that play. I've heard those lines ever since the film first came out back in the 70s.
Yes. It's directed by Tom Skore, and already there's a hum in the department. Everybody and his uncle is going to be auditioning, which reminds me that we do accept community members, too. If there are community members out there that sing and dance and want to get on stage, please come to the auditions. And I think Stephanie now has the date.
Mm-hmm. Our Spamalot audition dates begin Tuesday, September 4th at 7 p.m. And singing and dancing auditions will be on Wednesday, September 5th at 7 p.m. And these are all in the Fine Arts Building in the Harper Studio Theater, which is room 121. And if we do callbacks, it'll be September 7th. But September 4th is that magic date. And I highly encourage everyone to come out and give it a whirl, because it's going to be exciting.
Especially if there's any knights who say, knee! They are especially invited.
And if you bring shrubbery, you get an automatic part.
The next one is directed by my wife, Elizabeth Ware, and is a Jane Austen special request from some students that really loved Austen. And this is a new adaptation by John Jory of Sense and Sensibility, opening February 22nd. And it's going to be a new interpretation of that great classic. But invite everyone, also, if you're an Austen fan, to come out for that one.
And John Jury is a wonderful playwright and director, and many people might know some of his works without knowing his name, and I won't give you his pseudonym, but many of his plays have been done, and he's a wonderful playwright.
Yes, yes, and has done a lot of adaptations, too, so he's experienced in that way. And our closing show of the season will be directed by yours truly, and it's called When You Comin' Back, Red Rider, and it was done originally in the 1970s, and it's about a drug-dealing ex-war vet hippie who takes over a small diner in New Mexico right on Route 66 and victimizes everyone in it, and it forces people to look at themselves, their lives, and their inadequacies, and it was an award-winning play back in the 70s, and I saw it then, and I'm very excited about directing it and bringing it to the stage over at UAA. We also have two dance programs, and I know that Stephanie was originally a dancer, so I'm going to let her talk briefly about the dance programs that are coming up.
We kick off the season with UAA's Dance Ensemble in Concert, and an exciting change this season is that we have a new dance faculty. Catherine Kramer has joined us, and she'll be heading the ensemble this year. So it's going to be a little bit different from Brian Jeffries' very talented, beautiful work. So I'm really excited to see what she's bringing to the table. And then in the spring, we have New Dances 2013. And that is actually led primarily by student choreographers. And so it's kind of a conglomeration of multiple brand new works. And those are two regulars and two productions that always sell out.
And we have a new ticketing system, too. You might mention that wonderful little card that you designed, Stephanie.
We do. There's actually two changes in our ticketing system. So one great thing that we offer is called the Flex Pass. And so this Flex Pass provides or allows for you to save over 30% on regular ticket prices and bring either yourself and five friends, or you can buy two passes and then see every play any day you like throughout the season. Basically, the point of the Flex Pass is more flexibility for our patrons. So you can come on any day to any production, no reserved seating required, no phone calls, no ticket changes if you can't make it. It's just really seamless.
You might mention a phone number where they can call to get some more information.
Absolutely. If you have questions about the Flex Pass, you can contact me directly at 786-4841.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, David Edgecombe and Stephanie Wanchala, talking about UAA's upcoming season and some changes going on in the theater department.
And speaking of some changes, now, Stephanie, you're new to the department, and I understand you have some new faculty and staff members to the department. Stephanie, tell us a little bit about where you came from, then also let's talk about the new faculty members.
Well, I actually am a theater and dance alumni. So I've spent many years doing the dance ensemble and new dances productions, and I've now moved on to start my own dance company locally. So it's really nice to be home in that department.
And let's talk about the new faculty who have come in.
Yes, let me mention at least one of them, and we'll roll on from there. We have a new set designer and technical director, Daniel Colgren, and he came from the University of Oregon and also worked with the LA Opera and is just really interested in mechanization and how you put very technical things on stage, and we're really looking forward to his work. He will be designing most of our sets this year. Also, replacing, I don't know how you can replace Fran Lautenberger, but we did find someone to at least fill her shoes, and that's Colleen Metzger, and she has an MFA from IU and just came from the Santa Fe Opera. I drove by it just a couple of weeks ago, and she's excited. They're both young and really hungry to do some creative work here at UAA, and I hope everyone will come and not only enjoy our shows and the productions themselves, but take a little peek at what's happening behind the scenes, all the technical matters that they're responsible for.
The UAA has one of the most advanced technical theaters in the city, not the most.
We do. They used to say it was second only to the Alaska Rep, but the Alaska Rep's been gone for so many years now. I guess we're number one, and damn proud of it, too.
Anything special coming up technically speaking for any of the shows, any flying helicopters coming in?
Well, you know, we've already started talking about Spamalot and the things that need to be done for that set and moved in and out, changing locations. And we're looking for coconuts now so that we can do all those horse sounds, right? The dean actually said that he would be very happy to be the coconut man in the show. So if you're, I hope he's going to live up to that. But no, I think Spamalot's going to be our most complicated show. Sense and Sensibility has all sorts of little wagons and screens moving in and out. It requires one scene right on top of another. So Daniel will be designing that show, and that should be a real challenge too. Red Rider is set inside a diner, so it's a single set interior. So there'll be a little bit of everything for everyone who's interested in seeing really quality set work.
So David, one question I like to ask you is, as a director who chooses, did you choose this play to direct? And if you did, what went through your mind in choosing this play, and how are you preparing to direct when you're coming back Red Rider?
Well, one of the great things about UAA is whenever I come in with an idea, I'm burning to do a play that I'd really love to do. I've never had anyone say, oh, I don't know, I know. You know, there's no one person in the department that has up or down judgments on the plays. So I was excited about doing this play, and as I said, I saw it many years ago. And I'll have to tell you the truth that when I was directing 12 Angry Jurors in our little theater, I really loved the idea of that small, intimate space and how it contributed to that intense personal conflict. And I started thinking, what other plays can I do that are going to be like that? And Red Rider popped into my mind. So it has a lot of very young people in it, and I'm looking forward to casting almost, some of our excellent majors.
And you're going to do it in that.
We're going to do it, yes.
In that small area.
The Jerry Harper Studio Theater. And redesign the whole seating configuration so that tables will be integrated into the stage and audience members will feel like they're actually in that little diner.
Yeah, that's one really exciting thing about the Harper Studio that I've noticed is that you can configure the set however you want to in that space with the audience involved in the action. I noticed when I saw 12 Angry Jurors, we were almost like part of the jury watching the play.
Yes.
So it's a very intimate theater.
Yeah, that's why I was nodding so energetically. I saw it too, and I agreed. It felt like you were sitting in court.
Yes.
It was absolutely wonderful.
Well, it sounds like we have a very exciting season coming up for UAA Department of Theater and Dance, along with your shows and some new faculty and staff. Glad to have you on the show, and we look forward to seeing what's coming up in the future with you guys. So
thanks for being on stage.
I'd like to thank our guests, David Edgecombe and Stephanie Wanchala, who are here from the UAA Department of Theater and Dance.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Anchorage Opera's production of Mrs. President has two performances, Friday, October 5th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, October 7th at 4. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
ACT is offering a class in Introduction to Improv, Saturday, September 8th and 15th from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the ACT Studio, that's Anchorage Community Theater Studio, 1133 East 70th Avenue. To register for more information, call 344-4713 or email Kate at actfamily@gci.net.
Cyrano's is offering the premiere of a new musical called Gold Rush Girls. Now, this is the last weekend to see it. Go see it. It's enjoyable. Showtimes are tonight and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Join Theater on the Rocks at UAA in the Harper Studio in a production of Mr. Marmalade, a look into the relationship between a 4-year-old girl, Lucy, and her imaginary friend. This show is not appropriate for children. The final performances are tonight and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3. Tickets available at the door. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Stephen Hunt for KSKA.